Hey, want to learn more about the last great fishing frontier? Then look no further than FishingCanada.com.
Oh, buddy, that's a tank.
The biggest and most comprehensive website dedicated exclusively to, you guessed it, fishing in Canada. Videos, blogs, how-tos, and GPS waypoints to some of Canada's best fishing hotspots and much, much more. We'll even show you how to prepare a world-famous Canadian shore lunch. If you love fishing, then you'll love FishingCanada.com. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola, and my co-pilot this morning, as he is each and every week. Well, no, last week he wasn't here. No. Stephen Labadie, or Labadie. I renamed you a few weeks ago. I forgot.
I keep him forgetting about that, Labadie, which I'm fine with.
Stephen Labadie. You have a hat on. I know you're not dating anybody tonight.
I'm going to get. Actually, we'll get my hair cut.
Are you?
After I'm done here, I'm going to get my hair cut.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah. No. Hair update.
Same, like, you go to the same person, like, every
day? Yeah, he actually listens to the radio show.
No way.
Yes, Mimo from Epic Hair Salon.
There you go.
He's like, so how's this radio show today? I'm like, well, yeah, it's been
a. Give him a shout out. You're okay. Maybe give you a discount or something.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't give me a discount.
Why not?
Because that's.
What's his name?
I pay in full. Mimo.
Nemo?
Mimo.
Mimo.
Yes.
Like Mimo the fish, except with an M.
Yes, exactly.
Mimo. All right, if you're listening, Mimo, look after my boy here, will you? And and give him a discount. What do you mean? We just gave you free airtime. Good Lord. Anyway, I didn't realize I have got so much background here, information, stories, interesting things that our team supplies us every week in the event of a major catastrophe like we had today. And I didn't even know it was there. I didn't have to tap dance like I was doing. It was great stuff here.
Well, it's funny because John always makes fun. Like, I put the program together and you don't read any of the content. Well, I don't. We don't need to. And now we actually need it.
Well, not now. It's too late. I'm in good shape now. We managed to get through it. But we had some, I would say catastrophes today. We had technical problems. We had interview problems. We had no-show problems. We have had problems, my friend.
Yes.
But that's okay because now we're on the other side of the hump. We're sailing. Now it's downhill.
Yes.
Right? We did all the heavy lifting going up. Now we just slide down the other side.
Let's hope.
Speaking of sliding.
Someone beat me to it, and I can only see his back. A brand new Prince craft with a 200 Merc on the rear. Then he turned around, and I could see the white of his beard.
You beat me to my. Yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about.
He was dancing the whole time when I had that up.
Background music provided for us by the lovely, the talented Mike Cochran of Mikey and the Reelers. Of course, you know him as a musician and a wonderful songwriter, etc. But this man smokes more fish than most people even catch. Morning, Mikey. How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing really good.
Did you piss off the producer, JW, or something? You haven't been on the program in, like, eons.
You know what the funny part was? I was thinking the same thing, and then he called me, and I said, dude, I can't even talk to you right now. I'm in the middle of smoking candied salmon.
He's been bribing you with candied salmon the whole time.
Oh, yeah. I stabbed myself a little bit more.
What was his comment when you told... What did you tell him when he told you, when you told him you were smoking? What did he say?
He said, "What are you smoking?" You shouldn't have played my song at the beginning of that. You should have played "Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road and Singing a High." All that roadkill you're talking about this morning.
We should have. You're right. I forgot about that song. That's a great song, by the way. Roadkill.
That's a great song.
Who wrote that? Who wrote that song?
That was Loudon Wainwright III.
Wow. That was a great tune. I completely forgot it. But now that you mentioned it, I got to look it up.
Yeah, the best part is the last verse, when he just goes, how's it go? He goes, "You got your dead cat and you got your dead dog on a moonlit night. You got your a dental frog.
How do you guys? Okay, all right. Let's come clean here.
Go ahead.
When you guys are, when you're writing this stuff, when you're writing a song, what state of mind are you in? Because I'll tell you, most of the songs, including yours, you got to wonder. You know, what state of mind?
I don't know, man. It just. I think most musicians are just a little left of center, you know. And my wife would call me a savant, but she'd add idiot in front of it. But no, it's just, I don't know. They just come to you.
Wow, you guys have written some great stuff, by the way. How's that coming? Are you out of that part of the career? Or I know the smoking thing has really caught on with you, and you're spending a lot of time there. But are you still dabbling in writing and singing?
Oh yeah, I do. I average about over 100 gigs a year.
All right.
Oh yeah, I still play all the time. The reelers are little kids came into the picture, so it's a matter of time. We've got the next album written, but we just haven't had time to record it. Everybody's doing a whole bunch of stuff with kids, you know.
Yeah, that's what happens, man. It does change the pathway, no doubt about that. Oh. Talk to me about this wonderful product that you've been getting out to the folks, the smoked fish.
Thanks, buddy. The Westport Salmon House, candied salmon, hot smoked salmon, hot smoked trout. I do scallops. Oh, dude, do you like scallops?
I love scallops.
One of these days, I'll drop you off some big U10 scallops. So just the best. Ooh. The best response I ever had was a woman, actually one of the people that own the vineyard here, Shireman's Vineyard in Westport. She said, it's better than bacon.
Nothing's better than bacon, man.
That's what I said.
you're killing me.
We're doing a lot of good stuff. Yeah. Trying to get it out there.
What got you into this? Because it came out of left field. I had no idea you were doing it. And all of a sudden, one day, I wake up and Mikey is got the smoked fish market cornered. You know, like what? How did this come about?
Well, we had a fish shop. I'm an old fishmonger from a long time ago, and unfortunately, we had a fire. So I said, now what am I going to do? So I built a government regulated smokehouse on my property, and. Then last year we decided we'd go out to market, and since then we've sold to around 45 stores.
Oh, good for you, man. I know the stuff. I can tell you right now, hands down, and not because you're on the air with me, but your candied salmon, if it hasn't won awards yet, it should be entered. Awards and category it fits into, it should be entered because it is nothing short of breathtaking.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. And you've always been really kind with your response on that.
It's fantastic.
Pretty yummy stuff. Hey, you should be a pitcher, man. You've been throwing beautiful softballs right down the pipe to people this morning, and nobody's even been able to take a cut. What's up with that, Stevie?
Come on, man.
I'm a little stressed back here.
Oh, you got to see Stevie this morning. This has been one of the most bizarre shows we've ever done.
We'll usually say we jump off a plane every Saturday morning, and sometimes we land safely. Sometimes we land face first on the ground.
Right.
Well, this weekend we're landing face first on the ground.
Oh, head first, buddy. Head first. Did I hear correctly? You're smoking bullhead too now?
No. What that is, part of what we do, I partnered up with a commercial fisherman, a guy by the name of Jason Norris. They own Norris's bait shop out here. If you haven't been to that bait shop and hunting shop, it's unbelievable. But he's a commercial fisherman, so in the spring and in the fall, we put the nets out for bullheads. A lot of people don't eat bullheads. I think it's in the cleaning. They don't know how to clean them, but they're delectable. Yeah. Just delectable.
Yes.
But it's really, really easy to clean them. You know, you just do a slit down behind the head and then down the back and literally pull the skin off.
And are you packaging that now?
Well, what we do is we wholesale them right to the grocery stores and restaurants.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So I don't package them as an individual package like I do the smoked fish. But yeah, man, there's nothing like that. Dip them in flour, just fry them in butter in the pan. Oh, unbelievable!
You're killing me.
Like a red meat, you know.
You know you're killing me right now. I'm off all that stuff for the next little while, right? You know that.
Oh, buddy. I had to drop you off some smoked salmon. That's good for you.
I think so. I don't know. I've my diet right now. By the way, this is self-imposed. It's not. Diet is so skinny right now.
Yes,
it's not very deep. Oh man, it's insanity. But it's good. I need to. I need to chill for a while. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, the last time I saw you a few weeks ago, I barged in on a meeting you were having with clients,
yes.
And the look on your face was like, oh, what the hell? And he went, oh, Mikey. And I said, I just fried some fish, and I walked in that meeting like Grant took Richmond.
yeah. Always great, man. Always great to see you. Hey, listen, before I let you go, hunting season is upon us. First of all, do you hunt?
Oh, do I hunt? Well, I go out there.
right. No, okay, you're like the rest.
Yeah, no, I definitely hunt. This year, unfortunately, I can't make it up to my guys south of Parry Sound. I'm too busy, so I'm just going to hunt a couple days here. I think the Monday, Tuesday, up near Westport. But, yeah, man, there's nothing like it. And, you know, everybody, I would say 99% of people, when they're harvesting their deer, they leave the ribs out there. Don't do that. Take those ribs home, cut them in half, like down the whole rib side, so you have nice small ribs. Boil them for about a couple hours, and then throw it in your smoker. Everybody's got a smoker these days. Oh my gosh, it's just unbelievable, buddy. But you know, go ahead.
There's no meat on them. There's no meat on them, though, is there?
Tons of meat on them. There's tons of meat on them. People usually cut the meat out between the ribs to put it in for their for their burger meat. But, oh, it's so good, Ange. I think people get messed up with venison because of the perceived gamey taste. If people take off that silver skin and get rid of the fat and get rid of the blood, it's delicious.
So you're saying to get rid of gamey meat taste from game meat, you need to remove that silver skin that obviously everybody's familiar with has had wild game before. So you remove that, and that's the gaminess?
Yeah, that's right. And the blood. You want to get that blood out of there, too.
Wow.
So all you have to do is spend a little more time with the knife. Just put on your favorite music, like Mikey and the Reelers Live to Fish. If you don't have that, shame on you.
Where would you get something like that, Mikey?
Anywhere, Ange. Yeah. Now, hey, it's pretty easy to get rid of that. It's like bear. Bear is phenomenal if you know how to cook it. Get a bear roast. It's actually my favorite meat over moose. If you cook that bear, oh, dude, it's unbelievable. If you cook that bear roast in ginger ale for a couple hours, you will never, ever have a better piece of meat.
Wow. That I never thought I would hear on this very show, that somebody would give up moose over for bear.
I'm telling you, it's crazy. Delicious. Delicious, buddy. Mm.
Wow,
but once again, it's all in the cooking, you know? It's like people throw away rock bass and they throw away sunfish. They're delicious, buddy. You know?
Rock bass, yeah. Rock bass is fantastic. Absolutely outstanding. I agree with you on that one.
Yeah, one of my favorite fish.
Cool, man. Oh, it is, for sure. I agree with you. Any panfish, any of those panfish are fantastic. You know, obviously, you've been preparing them, but once you do that, you're good to go.
Hey, so I was laughing this morning when I heard John Winters on with you, because he was talking about brook trout, We were literally 3 miles away from where he lived one time on a trip back in a log cut road, and we got some brook trout. Literally 3 miles. He was talking about going way up north. That picture is on the back of our CD, Live to Fish. That's so funny.
That is hilarious. By the way, that disc, if he won't say it himself, is available at suncloud.com/Mikey and the Reelers. You can get all of the latest music. And when is the future new album coming out?
Well, I don't know. We've got, I wrote 40 more songs to choose from, all stupid fishing songs. So, coming to you in the future. How's that?
Perfect. Look him up. It's Mikey and the Reelers. He's on Facebook.com/Mikey and the Reelers. And, of course, look for his wonderful smoked salmon, candied salmon especially. I can vouch for that one. It is outstanding.
Thanks,
Mikey, thank you very much, my friend. All right. My pleasure.
Thanks, man. You see you later.
All right, man. Mike Cochran, Mikey and the Reelers. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.